redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 2. The US president claims Iran appears ready to make a deal to end the war, but he says the terms aren't good enough. Donald Trump's made the statement as he calls on other countries to send warships to protect the Strait of Hormuz. It's understood the UK is considering sending mine-hunting drones to the region. Former UK ambassador to Iran, Nicholas Hopton, says it suggests America needs its allies after all.
How they'll view the president's request, I think, is open to debate because, you know, there aren't US warships escorting ships through the Straits of Hormuz at the moment. So I think it would be legitimate for the British government at least to ask whether it would be right to send British warships to do that when the US weren't doing it.
Meanwhile, a static protest for Al-Quds Day in central London's taking place after a planned pro-Palestinian march was banned. The River Thames is being used as a barrier between this demonstration and a counter one. Former Met police officer Chris Hobbs says it's a novel approach.
I'm not entirely convinced that the Met wouldn't have been able to handle a march. I think they would, but I think there would have been some disorder. And I think part of the thinking of the Met is that because things are so tense at the moment across the country, that any disorder is best avoided.
Former London's Burning and Grange Hill actor John Alford has died in prison weeks after being jailed for sexually assaulting two teenage girls. The 54-year-old was serving an 8.5-year sentence. Prince William shared a new photo of him and his late mother, Princess Diana, to mark Mother's Day. The image features Diana with a 2-year-old William at the family's home in Highgrove. In sport, Manchester United are just kicking off at home to Aston Villa in a battle of two top four contenders in the Premier League. At the other end, Nottingham Forest aim to climb out of the relegation zone with victory over Fulham. And Rangers have cut the gap to second place Celtic to 1 point in the Scottish Premiership with a 1-0 win at St Mirren. Chelsea look set also to retain the Women's League Cup when they get underway at Manchester United shortly. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio updates.
Three people have been arrested following an alleged incident of illegal hair coursing in a field near Tame. A police helicopter spotted a 4x4 vehicle, and in a joint operation, the occupants of the vehicle were tracked and arrested on suspicion of hair coursing and driving offences. Five dogs were also seized and will be rehomed. Access to Wendover Woods has been improved thanks to the introduction of two mobility scooters by Forestry England. The scooters can be booked online or at the forest's information point and are suitable for off-road use. Wendover Woods covers 370 hectares. Some walking routes are challenging for people with mobility issues, especially on the Hillfort Trail.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Hello to all. Moving further into today, quite a chill this morning we've had so far. While we have some blue skies in some places, this may look to continue as we may have a few rain patches across our mid-Bucks and Oxon area, but on the whole leading to a bright, breezy, clear sky in the evening. I'm Jake Gosling, and for more local news, please visit our media section on redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits. It's the Sunday afternoon session with Paul Nicholas.
Red Kite Radio.
Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies.
turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride.